Hallelujah. We'll never forget that old rugged cross. Amen. Thank you, Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lamb of God. So I'm going to be reading John, St. John 19:28. I thirst. Can you imagine Jesus after all that he went through? Beaten, spit on, slapped. He suffered a horrific beating. His body was ripped open, beaten beyond rock imagination. Can you imagine? He was rejected, despised, mocked, laughed at. To me, he felt abandoned on that cross, hanging there. He was in his physical body. That's what he said, I thirst. So he did it just for us. He was on that cross for 3 hours. Imagine him. The half hadn't even been told. And when he said, I thirst, that means he completed. He done what God told him to do. He completed everything. And not only that, he suffered in his physical body. To me, this was spiritual. When he said, I thirst, God was groaning for something greater, for souls. He thirsts for souls, for us. That's why we are here tonight, lifting up his name, hanging on that cross in agony and pain. Thought of us. That's why we are here tonight, sitting in heavenly places, lifting up his name tonight. He thirsts for souls. That's why we are saved today. It's because of Jesus. It's because of him. Hallelujah. Yes, Lamb of God. He didn't leave us out. He didn't leave us out. He thirsts for us. For us to have a personal relationship with him. And we thank God. Can you imagine him carrying that old, the rug, that cross from all the way from God, from all the way to Godfield, you know, not Gotha Hill. That old rugged cross for the world, beaten. I mean, they had to have somebody to help him carry that cross because, you know, the sins, our sins were so weighted on him. And that's why we have so much to thank God for. Don't ever forget Calvary's cross. Don't ever forget what God done for us. No matter what you're going through, suffering, emotional, physical, remember God. Remember him. He knows what we're going through because he was rejected. He knows how to feel rejected. He knows how to feel bruised, beaten. He knows how to be called names when we call names. He knows. He's our perfect example. So God got us. Just think of God. When you are going through, just think of him. Just think of what he's done for us. We are not alone. We are not alone. I will always cherish that cross. I will never forget Calvary's cross. I will never forget what God done for us. Remember, remember, remember what God done for you. Remember his suffering, his beating. And the half have not even been told. It said that his face was mocked more than any. There was no beauty when you look upon him. No beauty. His own received them not. And he knows how to feel abandoned. Sometimes we feel abandoned. But God got us. He got us. He got each and every one of us. He will carry you through. That song that Brother Darren just sang, He will carry you, sister. He will carry you, brother. Whatever you're going through, emotional, physical, just think of Jesus. Because He thirsts for us. He thirsts for us, just like the woman at the well. Woo, hallelujah. She said, come see a man that told me everything. She was thirsty. She was thirsty. She was thirsty for Jesus. And we must be thirsty for Him. Don't ever let that thirst run out of us. Don't ever let that thirst. Let us have that hunger and thirst after Him. Because He thirsts, hanging on the cross. Thirst for us. That's where we're sitting here tonight. And I thank God. So let's just pray a couple of minutes. And thank God that we are here today because He thirsts for us. He thirsts for our souls. So let's just pray and thank God for a couple of minutes for us to have a relationship with Him. Hallelujah.